these weeks are. We have the Kriyas HaTorah. Yetzias Mitzrayim, Golus Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Chazik that money. We got many kavanas, many kavanas of shame sectation to be Maham. It's called the Zman of Shevav, the Zman which is it's a yuchet, it's a very emphasis on the in of bris, tikna bris. Kedusha Tamarayis from Rurum, which are as much as a person could be in Kaddish himself, beginning of in Parish from Tavis of Arayis, Tavis of Bahamis, Tavis Arayis, that's called Kedusha Sabris. In a deeper sense, it means that Kedusha Sabris is really a person. Person has a kesha. This is in your discussions, in kesha, you're attached. So either he's attached to Tanugim Ruchnim, to Elim Abba, Tanugim Nisham, or he's attached to Tanugim Gashmin, Elim Hazar, Tanugim Abba Elim Hazar. Taiva, the union of Arroyos, the Taiva which is first the biggest Taiva, and also it sort of attaches a person, it connects him until he can't get rid of it, he can't get rid of his attachment. So just like, or you can be attached to Ruchnis in a way that sort of curious Bruce with the Olam Ruchni, and you can't separate yourself from the Olam Ruchni. This is what we call Dveikus, the highest madrega of Del, that is called Dveikus. Dveikus Abaya means that once a person felt the taste of Dveikus, of being attached to Hashem, so he's not able to separate himself from it. If he was ever Zoicha, the real taste, which is called the taste like a tzaddik, is toyim, or is he had a sort of a meeting, he met the Rebbeinu Shlomo, he attached himself to the Rebbeinu, he met him, he knew him, sort of, he knew him personally, to be honest. So that, like Bamat Tari, so that makes a person so much attached to Hashem, that just he can't separate himself from Hashem. It's called Vegas. It's possible in this world, it's very rare to have such a Madrega, because it's only Mabchira, Hashem created the world in a way that you should always have free choice. But it's a certain taste from Olam Haba, a certain sample from Olam Haba, that you get attached to Hashem in a way that you feel the Olam Chater B'chayecha, you feel the Olam Haba in this world. The Taiva, the Tavasam, Shal Tzadikim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shimcha, the Zichrecha, Taiva's Nafesh, the Pasuk says, your name, for your zecher, it's Tavas, Tavas Nafesh. It's the greatest, the Taiva, the greatest enjoyment. the simcha that a nefesh could ever imagine. And this is that's the madrega of tzaddikim. So the attachment of Olam Haba is the madrega which is called tzaddik. That's why the pasuk says v'amach kulam tzaddikim. And Olam Yisharetz, the church at the root, essentially, all of Klal Yisrael are all tzaddikim. That's why Klal Yisrael yesh lam chelik l'olam haba. Every person has a chelik in l'olam haba. Every yid has a chelik in l'olam haba. And he's really a ben l'olam haba. He's at its root, at its church, he's attached to l'olam haba. And he can never feel a full satisfaction with his attachment to l'olam haza. So as much as Olam Hazeh would try to offer him, as much as the Yitzhar would try to sort of seduce him to be attached to Olam Hazeh, he'll always be attached to Olam Hazeh. Ma'im Rabim la'ichu v'chabes v'sahava, nahoris la'ishtifua. He will always be, at its cherish, be attached to Olam Hazeh. Amach kulam tzadik. So these are the neshamas which went out of Mitzrayim and Rezoicha to all of our neshamas, Shishim Riboy, Sharashe neshamas, roots of neshamas, and they included all neshamas which went out from the tomb of Eretz Eretz of Mitzrayim. Rezoicha to Matan Torah, so Matan Torah is Yehem Hazeh, Rinu, Ki Yidaber Elokim Asadam Chai. We found the true meaning, the true definition of life, of Choy, it's called Chai. Chidav Elokim Asadam, if Hashem, if you ever meet Hashem, and Hashem speaks to you. Then you felt the true taste of life. You know what life is all about. If you ever felt advekus al emes, that's really the what you call chai. Atam advekum b'shem elokeichem chai v'kulchem hayoyim. So the meaning of shmir sabris, it's a little more elaborate explanation, because it has to be explained to understand what it means a little. It's not stam. Usually it's like a firm minyan from Shmuz. You have to watch yourself. There's an oimik in it. There's an oimik in this whole minyan. First, The two she'arim, like mefteches, so there's keys to go into the machan of the kedusha, to being part of what you call the Beis Medrash, the kedusha, the Jewish camp, the machna Yisrael. If you want to enter machna Yisrael, of course we're all part of Klal Yisrael, but what you really call and a more Ruchnistic sense, Namur, Oifim Shalvis Galus, the Inin of Machne Yisrael. You're part of the Machne, not Chutzla Machne. So there are two keys, there's sort of two entrances. You have to one Pesach and another Pesach, two doors. You go through. You have to have sort of a pass to go through these two entrances, and then you're part of the Beis Medrash. You can be part of the congregation of the Beis Medrash, which is called Machne Yisrael. First midah is a first pass, so to say, is amunah. You have to have amunah. Without amunah, you can't be mekayim Torah mitzvahs. Amunah. Second pass is shmir sabris. You have to be a shomer sabris. These are two nekudas shebenefesh, two traits of the nefesh of Yisrael, which he can't lose. It's part of his kedusha. It's part of what he called kedusha Yisrael. As much as you live up to it, so that's as much as your yahadus, your Jewishness, your the fact that you're a Jew becomes mezgala, becomes revealed. You're living like a Jew. You're living like a Yid, like a Yehudi. So first you have to have amunah. Of course, pgam and amunah is a very, very serious pgam. It can be a bigger pgam than your pogam and amunah. That's an akuda which every Yid has from Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben David is Malchus. Malchus is the middle of Amunah. And the second is Mashiach ben Yosef. Mashiach ben Yosef is the union of Bris, Kedushas of Bris. That's the second entrance. You go into the Kedusha through Kedushas of Bris. In other words, a person has two Mashiach in himself, two inyan of Mashiach, Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. They're both attached very much one to another, like the Pasuk says, we are in Aftar and Vayigash. Both are going to be one, Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. There will be one Malchus, one inyan. In other words, if you have a Munah, so that makes you attach yourself to Olam Haba. Amunah itself is a certain attachment to Olam Haba. Amunah, if you have Amunah, you feel the Rebbeinu Shlom, you feel Hashem, you feel the Metzius of the Rebbeinu Shlom. You can't detach yourself from Hashem. That's the first entrance. That is more shy, it pertains more to Nigloy Sator, to being able to be kind. The pashtus of the Torah, if you don't have a Munah, you can't be, it doesn't make sense, you should be Mekayim the Torah. It's the Torah, it's because you have a Munah. I'm going to bring it, the mitzvahs bring to you a Munah. And if you have a Munah, you do the mitzvahs. It's the first pass, Malchus Shemayim, you Kabbalah upon yourself, the Malchus of the Rebbeinu Shlom. Second entrance is Bris. Dufti Amun and Bris, it's like you know that there is Hashem, like you know there is a Melech, or let's say a Mashal. Go to a doctor, and you know this doctor knows what he's doing, and you trust this doctor because you know, even though you know he never studied medicine, you don't know exactly what he's doing, you don't know why. You don't know him, you don't know his chachma, but from the outside, you know, of course, he's practicing medicine, and people go to him, and they trust him. Of course, he's definitely interested that he should do a good job, so if you have a good, strong chazaka that he's knowing what he's doing, I could trust him. There's another entrance, that in other words, you know the doctor himself, you know his personality, and you know medicine too. You know medicine. You know exactly what he's doing. You can see what he's doing. So in other words, you're also masik what you had amuna before. You understand it too. So in other words, there's amuna and there's a way of being masik the Rebbeinu Shlom kiviyoch. You're masik the Ur of Torah mitzvahs. Not only you're doing the mitzvahs, the Torah mitzvahs. You all know what you're doing. You're feeling what you're doing. You have a neshama de kasog in everything that you're doing. You take a lulav, not only you have a muna that when you're taking the lulav, it's mamshach, whatever lulav is supposed to be mamshach, you also have a sog in it, you feel it, and you know the kavanas, and you have the shemus, and the oiris, and you're mamshach attached to the oiris of the lulav. That's bris, that comes through kedushas of bris, because bris means a neshama de attachment to ruchnis. You're attached with your neshama to ruchnis, like from the inside, not from the outside. That's the more inside entrance, which is called, that's called bris. Otherwise, the Rebbeinu Shlom is for us a melech, and he's also av. Melech pertains to the outside. You call the Rebbeinu Shlom as a melech, you're a servant, and you do whatever he commands you to do. And the av is that he teaches you, and he teaches you, he gives you over whatever his feelings are, whatever his whatever is in his mind, he teaches you too. You should also have that in mind. You should also feel what he feels. You should also have the same opinions that he has, the same das that he has. That's the second. That's the Rosh Hashanah is our av too. These are two nekudas. They're both attached. If you're attached to Olam Haba, you have a munah. If you have a munah, you're attached to Olam Haba. They go together. Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. So these are two mitzvahs, bris and amunah, which they're not said in the Torah in the lashon of a mitzvah, of a commandment, of a mitzvah. The Torah says amunah by saying Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Anochi Hashem Elokecha is not a mitzvah. The machlokes Rishonim, if it's from the Tariq mitzvahs, it's the mitzvah of amunah. Machlokes Rambam, Bahag, it's from the Tariq mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah of amunah. But I wouldn't go into the machlokes Rishonim, but whatever it is, even if it's a mitzvah, if it's considered from the Tariq mitzvahs, but it's not said in the lashon of a mitzvah. The Torah doesn't say, "I command you to have a munah." The Torah says, "Noicha Hashem Elokecha." You have a munah. I'm your Hashem. I'm your God. And yet, that's a fact. I'm telling you a fact. I'm Noicha Hashem Elokecha. So it's like you're saying to someone, you're informing him that this is what you are. Noicha Hashem Elokecha. In other words, you are a mom. I'm telling you, you are a mom. You're a mom and you're a believer. Because I'm your God, so it means that you believe. So if there's a mitzvah in it, it's only a mitzvah, the Torah says, act up, act to according what you are. Don't disguise yourself. Don't act like I ain't a mom because you are a mom. Like you're telling a person, that's not you. You should act like you are. Don't act like you're what you're not. Don't make it for Purim. You know, you are a mom, so you should act like a mom. You should know that you are a mom. So in other words, it's a midah that a munah that you can't lose it. You could disguise it, you could act not accordingly to it, but you can't lose it. You are a mom. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. So in other words, when you speak about a munah, and the same thing is gonna pertain to bris. In one way, if you're poigim in amunah, chas v'shalom, it's a big pgam. You're poigim in a very vital part of the neshama. Amunah, it's you're poigim in your Mashiach. The pasuk says, al tigim b'mashiachi, mi yashanaga b'mashiach Hashem v'nikra. Who could touch the Mashiach Hashem and go out clean, go out innocent? You're playing around with the most vital part of your neshama. Play around with your heart. You can't play with your heart. You can play around with your hand, but you can't with your heart. The heart is very, very sensitive. Everything that you're doing with your heart is negay and din and nefashis. You're down din and nefashis. So, in one way, it's very chomer. It's very. You have to be machmer very much. You should chas v'shalom be poigim amun. But in a certain way, from the chomer comes a kula too. Since it's so vital, it's so important, so you can't lose it. In other words, even if you're poigim, you can't lose it. You must have it. It's not completely in your prayer to lose it. And if you have to be misaken at Pgam Amunah, it's much easier to be misaken. You're much more sure that you'll be able to be misaken it, since it's only till now it was only a disguise. It wasn't you. In other words, you were never not a mom. If you, let's say, you say you're Mechal Shabbos, you were Mechal Shabbos. You're Mechal Shabbos. You have to do tshuva. You have to do tshuva. Mechal Shabbos. You were Mechal Shabbos. If you say that you weren't a mom, so you're always a mom. You can't say you weren't a mom. You disguise your mom. So it's always easier to be misaken. The same way it pertains to Shmir Zabris. One way it's mitzvah of Shmir Sabris, you have to, in your barais, and basically it's the mitzvah more Bachav Kadosh to you. Kaddish Atzmach of Mitzvah, Shmir Marois, Kaddish Atzmach of Mitzvah. Shmir Kaddish, you have to be Kaddish. Kaddish means you have to be attached to higher in Yonim, to Ruchnis. You're created to be attached to Ruchnis, not to Gashmis. Not Not talking even about all the chesroinus, the danger, the problem, the averus that could come from arois. Even if it wouldn't come any averus from it. It's not kiddush. You're not a kaddish. You're not created for it. You're created to have higher attachments to Hashem, attachments to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So that's kiddush. Kiddush to you. The mitzvah of Shmiras Habris is basically the inyan of Mila. Mila isn't said along with the Tariq mitzvahs. The mitzvah's Mila is mostly said in Sefer Bereshis. Sefer Bereshis is the Sefer Hayitira, the Sefer which, the Avos HaKadosh, which the Ramban says, the Sefer of Ma'ase Bereshis. In other words, a person, Klal Yisrael, are be'etzem, mehulam, even if they're not mala themselves. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Anoidam Arelam, if someone makes another from Arelam, he's mutter Arel Yisrael, because Yisrael are not Arelam. Yisrael are not, even if the Arl is not Arl. And Yisrael is Be'etzim Amo. That's why the mitzvah of Mila is given to Be'ikir, when you're not a Baal Pechir. You become Amo through your father. And you're not even a Baal Pechir when you become Amo. Your father is Mali. In other words, your father is the one that is sort of responsible for Yuguf, or the creation of Yuguf, the formation of Yuguf. The father and your mother are responsible. They're the shutfim, like Kadosh Baruch in the interior of the Adam. So really, when Adam Rishon was created, he didn't have Arul. Chazal said Adam Rishon Moishik Baral also. He put upon himself Arul. So all of Klal Yisrael, which are children of Adam Rishon, Atam Kriyam Adam, once Mazbar over here, the Smedrash, that Goyim are sort of Iker the Siachas to Zahama of the Nachash that was infused in them. And they come from the part of Adam which is under the Pgam, under the influence sort of the Nachash. So they're not, they haven't part of the part of the Goyim is Adam, but the Shoyrish, they're not Bnei Adam, they're not Adam. Atam Kurim Adam, you are Miyuchas to the Adam, to the Adam the Kedusha. You're Adam. And Adam, before the Chet of Eitz Adas, as the Adam Diktushi, didn't have Arul. The Arul came from the Zahamas and Nachash, which was infused in the Adam. So a person really has to be born Mohul. Klal Yisrael, where I'm Siachas to Adam, they are Mohul. Since there's a Taruvis, so they have the Arul. But Be'etzem, they are Mohul. They don't have Arul. So the job of the father is to finish the Yitzir. You started the Yitzir, now finish it off. Finish it off and make him for a mole. You really created a mole. You created someone who doesn't have Arul, but it's disguised with Arul. So take off that mask, take off that disguise, and be Malin. And now you finished your job as forming the tzura of the Adam the Ketusha. So the Adam is not even about Bechir then. He's Be'etzem a mole. In other words, when you're telling a person Kedoshim to you, you're telling him to be a tzaddik, to be attached to El Mabo, he's telling the same thing that Anoich Hashem Kava is telling him. Anoich Hashem Kava is telling him, don't disguise yourself, don't act like an Arul, because you're not an Arul, you're a Mo. In other words, no one of Klal Yisrael could indulge himself in Olam Hazeh and feel like nothing's bothering him. No, there's nothing that's gonna. That he came to his tachlis, and that's what he wants. And in other words, he's gonna be so satisfied with Olam Haba, with Olam Hazeh. You'll tell him, if you tell a guy that you'll have Olam Hazeh, the Neitzach Netzachim, you'll have the biggest taivas of Gashmis, the biggest arois and taivas. So he doesn't need anything else. The Olam Haba of the Ishmaelim is that. The Ishmaelim sell that for Olam Haba. That's their Olam Haba. That you'll have all the taivas in the world, nothing's going to bother you. And the Shama will never be satisfied with that. He'll ask always, that's Olam Haba. It doesn't talk to him. It doesn't mean anything to him. Because he's a Ben Olam Haba. He's a real Ben Olam Haba. He's not a Ben Olam Hazeh. He's a Ben Olam Haba. That's the meaning of Esav and Yaakov. Esav sold the prayer to Yaakov. But the Bechor is a certain Kedushin. So Kedushin has a Shaykh Zuroel Mabo, a certain Kedushin. Esav was Boichem Boilem Azeh. He wanted only Oilem Azeh. Oilem Azeh with no connection to Oilem Mabo. So he said, you know, what is it? What do I need prayer for? But when he was a prayer, he had a certain conscience. He had a certain part of his neshama that told him, you're not created for that. So he couldn't really have a no. He couldn't really have a no from Oilem Hazeh like he wanted. And he wanted to tear out that vein of Oilem Hazeh from himself in order, he wanted anything that doesn't let him have his full enjoyment from Oilem Hazeh. He didn't need it. So he made like an operation on himself, took out that vein, which, like many goyim would make, and they would make operation to be a bigger bal time, to have more time. So this is the goy. The goy, he wants to have full enjoyment of Oilem Hazeh. That's what Esav said. I want to open my mouth like a gomel, or I should say, like an animal. An animal opens its full mouth and he's, I have nothing else. This is it. Halitainon, like an animal, and just pur and tivus. What do I need prayer for? Prayer is only bothering me. It bothers my conscience. I can't have my anor, my enjoyment, my full enjoyment for Oilem Hazeh. So he sold the prayer for Yaakov. So that's a difference between Kedosh and Tiyu. Kedosh and Tiyu. Klal Yisrael Kedosh, that means they're be'emes b'nei Oilem Hazeh. They are be'oil. If they act like b'nei Oilem Hazeh, so they'll have a lot of charotah. Yisham aleim charotah. So they'll have a lot of remorse, a lot of charotah. For they'll feel that, no, it's not, that's not it, that's not. So that's in the Kudu of the two Mashiachim, Mashiach Ben David, Mashiach Ben Yosef. You know, Mechamas Goyim is the Mechama against the two Mashiachim. But that's, if it's the Mashiach of Bizman Hazeh, we have to see that such as Gabris on these two Inyanim, on Amunah and Ketush Zabris, because that's the big Nisoyin of Ikvis the Mashiach, the Nisoyin before Mashiach comes, and the whole Sitra Acher is going to go all out al Hashem val Mashiach, against Hashem and his Mashiach. His Mashiach means the Inyan what Mashiach stands for. Mashiach stands for Ketush Zabris, and Mashiach stands for Amunah. These are the two in Yalan, which is Mashiach Hashem, and there's going to be a big insight of Klai, so in order to be Zoicha to these two Mashiach, we'll have to be Oymed, an insight in the Mechamez Goyg, which is Ketush Zabris and Amuna, the two in Yalan of the two Mashiach. Way when you talk about Shmir Zabris, you talk about Indian, which you have to make a dogish emphasis that how important it is and how bad Aveira is, how chomer Aveira of Gama Bris is. But you should also put right away an emphasis on how much you could be misaken, how much you could, if you were poigim and bris, whatever you, even a big pgam, whatever you did, there's always kar of the tikkun, more than different averis, because it's an thing that you can't lose. It's so vital that you can't lose it. The Baruch Hashem created Adam, Yisrael, that he shouldn't be able to lose. But protects this nekudah of Mashiach. It's the Mashiach Hashem. And that's a mistake that many people make. They think that if something has a tikkun, if you could rectify something, to do tshuva, so that means that it's not so chum. It's not so bad if you did aver because you could be misaken. Most things are like that. If you know you could be misaken it, so people wouldn't be so afraid of it. They would it sometimes be over on it because you know it's not so bad if they fail, if they do the very, because they could always be masakin. But that's in the Kedusha, that's a mistake to think like that. That's, I think it could be very much chamer, very, very chamer. And other of the tikkun has no, doesn't make it easier, doesn't make it less important by the fact that you could be masakin. Can't be masbet really, because it has to be like a hergish of a neshama to be margish. That's why one of the reasons the tshuva, Svaram said, doesn't help by going, helps by going to be mevat like Zera, like Maninve, but not to be oikir, the Inyan of Mefreya, to be mehapach lezachi. It's the whole chiddush of tshuva is a chiddush to Klal Yisrael. The goy, he's unable to detach these two inyan. You tell a goy that, no, you can always be misakim, have a tikkun, so that means it's not chom. It's not so. You know, I could always have a way out. You know, I'll do the very, and then you know, I'll be misakin. That's together echter asher. If the tshuva makes you do the very because you have a koyach tshuva, that's why you do the very. That's why nichshel the very to the lachas aim of speaking beyond the last tshuva. And that's why tshuva doesn't help by going because by them it's every tshuva by them is a together of echter asher. Because you do tshuva, so that means. It's not so bad. In other words, after they'll never do a tshuva shleimim because that, they'll never realize that even though the tshuva was niskabel, it didn't make the very less. The very was very very bad, just as bad as if it wouldn't have had a tikkun. Let's say it wouldn't have a tikkun. It would be just as bad as a tikkun. Don't allow the tikkun to lessen your charata on the very. You have to have charata like you did on a very that doesn't have a tikkun, but there is a tikkun. It doesn't have to do, these two and yonim are not connected. It's how to be masbir. It has a tikkun. But that's how it is. Boimik and neshama has to have a hergishim. If you could be masbir, carved to the seichel in many ways. It's a little curved to the seichel, you can be carved. Let's say a good mashal on it. Let's say killing a person, being a retzeiach. Let's say you kill a person, chas v'shalom. Everyone knows that murder is the most evil deed that a person could ever do. Take away the life of a person, kill a person. It's unthinkable of killing a person. Murder. What's worse than murder? So let's say someone is going to chas v'shalom be a retzeiach. Then he's going to be misakin. Tikkun would be, let's say, it would be oisig in atzalus nefashos kol yomav with mesiras nefesh, and he's going to save thousands and thousands of lives with mesiras nefesh mamash. Amish self-sacrifice, he's going to put himself in the biggest dangers, the biggest corners to save people's lives. And Kol Yomav, he's going to save a lot of lives. He's going to even save the lives of the Yisoyim of the Nirtzach, the one that he was Ritzayah. These Yisoyim will happen to be once in a big sakana, in the middle of the ocean, drowning in the ocean. He's going to dive into the ocean in Siris Nefesh, and he's going to save the children. And let's use our imagination. Let's say he'll have a chalom that the Nirtzach came to him in chalom and told him, "I'm moichli b'leiv shalom because of your big mysterious nefesh to save my children." And like this, he'll be masakin. He'll be like a legend of mysterious nefesh for atzalus nefashos. So that is, I'm sure he was masakin. It wasn't masakin. Saved the nefashos. So would anyone think that because it has a tikkun, so its sikh is now less than if it wouldn't have had a tikkun? Let's say it wouldn't be able to misakim in such a way. There's no tikkun. Now it has a tikkun. So that means that its sikh is now a lesser evil deed. Then it would have a tikkun. No, Ritzich is just the same bad if it has a tikkun as if it doesn't have a tikkun. There's nothing worse than Ritzich. Doesn't matter that it has a tikkun. Could have a tikkun, but it's just as bad. So there's such a musik that tikkun doesn't take away the avil of davar. The ra of davar is not diminished by the fact that tshuva helps. So that's how you have to look at Shmir Sabris. You should know that what's negaya if you have to be misakim, you should know you can't. You could be misakim, and there's karav Hashem, the version is going to be mazmi, a lot of tikkunim. But negaya, not to be over, you have to know there's nothing worse. It's much one of the worst taveris, Shmir Sabris, Dinyav Bris. Throughout the Pnimi Satar, that's where Chassidim was a big asik, Dinyav Tikkunav Bris. Even though Nicholas Atayro, Tikkun HaBris is also very important. Chazal we have in Gemara, we have in Shachar, but in Pnimi Atayro and Zaya, there's not even one daf that doesn't talk about Shmir HaBris. Because like we said before, the Pesach HaChitzayni is Amuna. That's a Nicholas Atayro. But the Pesach HaPnimi, if you want to be Zoych to Madregis, you want to be a Baal Madregis, person is a high person. When he takes a lulav, he feels the lulav. He feels the shemus. He could say like this. He could say the shemus akhtarishim of the lulav just light for his eyes. You know? He lives in a world of oil mabo. He's a ben oil mabo. He's a different world. So that's very, very much dependent on your madreg and shmir sabris. If you have a shemir bris, you have a license to all pnimis, to all the pnimis. Fountains of Torah, nor is your Shai members. You have that license. You're Noisachain by the Rabbi Nishlam, and he's going to be Machnus. You're a Tzaddik. It's called in Zohar, Darg the Tzaddik. You're the Darg of the Tzaddik. Tzaddik Yisoidoin. So this was a lot of Madregis, and how much you bring out your Shmir Sabris into action, into Koyach Alapoyel. But Pnimi Sator is very, very much dependent on the Inyan of Shmir Sabris. I wouldn't go into the Pratim on what's called Shmir Sabris. It's not that everyone should understand himself, and everyone has his madrege, but you just could say over there, Klal, that this, the Oilam, especially the Litvish Oilam, today even the Chassidish Oilam too, but more the Litvish Oilam, don't have the right of Sagas and Shmir Sabris. It has to have much higher Saga than today's world has. Shmiras HaBris means Kedusha. Kedusha means Kedusha. That's the klal I could say. That these weeks especially, everyone should try, according to his madrig, to become a little more Kaddish, slowly but surely, more Kaddish. So you see the Shabrachim, the way the Shmiras Hanayim, of course, Shmiras Hanayim, everything, the Prisha from anything that could bring to a Taiva, all the Gedarim, that shows that they're working very much on Shmir Sabris. Doesn't mean essentially that is Shmir Sabris, but it's a very big Gedarim to Shmir Sabris. Shmir Sabris needs Gedarim. And these are, you could see that the Chassidus always worked very much on keeping these Gedarim. And this brings the person that his whole Machshava, his whole feelings, his whole Ergeshim, on a higher Madreg. Madreig of Ruchnis. Ruchnis to give Madreig. These Madreigs are very hard to explain. The best explanation is if you know someone, a tzaddik, then you know exactly what you're talking about. I knew a few tzaddikim of the Dar, of the generations before. They had a Kabbalah from the generation. It seemed hard to... Not to explain it, it's not to, you can't explain it, but if you saw Tzaddik Amos, you know what Kedusha means. Kedusha, it's not what you call Kedusha, it's Kedusha. Yeah. Okay, so it's the Indian of Darvi the Tzaddik, the Tzaddik who's attached to Olam Haba, and he's purished from any attachment to Olam Haza, as much as the Shaykh by Olam Hazeh, to be detached from Olam Hazeh. There's the thing of Yosef HaTzadik. You know there's a machlokes Yosef and the Shvatim, machlokes dan Shvatim on the Kana Yosef, so Amid Yosef, because Yaakov was Makarim and more than all the brothers. Every Shevet had his own midah, his own trait. What is derek and avodah? His own style, his own way of serving Hashem. Every Shevet is different. Like you have Mikrava Ovid Hashem, this Ovid Hashem has love and stocking, this Ovid Hashem has Torah, Hashem has Bekiyas and Torah, Hashem has Eon and Torah, this Hashem has Tfilah, many Drachim, this one has Stocker, Chesed, Havas Yisrael, many Drachim Ovid Hashem. Yosef's Derech was Shmir Zabrus. His Derech was Shmir Zabrus. And really that's a Derech Kailalas, like Yosef is Kailal on the Shvatim. The Shmiras Abris means that you have, in other words, you have a taiva to the Rebbeinu Shlom. You have a big taiva, you have a yearning, a taiva to Hashem, craving sort of to Hashem. Tzama lecha nafsh, you have a tzema, a thirst to Hashem. So every derech you have is only a derech which is sort of expresses your taiva to Hashem. You daven. You can daven because you feel the davening, the good thing. Yeah, you know, davening is many times I have the right word in English, but it's a very nice way to serve Hashem, you know, serve Hashem, noble way to serve Hashem, through davening, first davening to Hashem, learning Torah, you know, if you ask any Shiva Bacha, learning Torah, what Torah is, it's a very lovely way how to serve Hashem, Torah. Stuck it, so it's going to be so much stuck. It's more than the mind tells you, even your external feeling tells you that this is something which is worthwhile. It's a good dharma. You have a yearning to Hashem, and you express it through this dharma. You know the chesed brings a person close to Hashem. Chesed is valachta v'drocha of the Rebbeinu Shel Haracham, you're also a racham. So this, you feel the Rebbeinu Shel which is in this Midas HaChesed. You feel the Alekus, which clothes itself in the Midas HaChesed. So that's why you do Chesed as an expression of your connection to Hashem. So first you have to have a connection to Hashem. You have to have at least a taiva, a desire to be connected to Hashem. And then you express it through a certain way, a certain day. Just like we know that Aroyus is the klipa, Kelalas, all the klippas. When a goy has a klipa, it's only an expression of his connection to Olam Hazeh. And that's why you find that Aroyus, you could say all goyim are more or less the same in Aroyus. The Englishman, the Frenchman, the German, they're all, maybe some are goyder themselves a little because it's not menschlich, it's not decent. So they feel that it wouldn't work if they don't have a certain mannerism, they have a certain initios, a certain menschlichkeit. So they goyder themselves. It's not nice. It's not. But they're all arois. Arois is the klipa kalalis. What makes intermarriage always? How could this marry this man marry this woman? She's Spanish. He's English. Different culture, two different cultures. Why is it, how could they live together? Because of Arois. Arois connects them all. If he has a taiva for this issue, so he's not gonna look at all the differences that he has with them. It's like that's the difference between Adam and Abraham. Every person has a zivug. He has the zivug that the Rosh was mezavug and mitchil zavig. What makes this a zivug with this? Behemoths don't have a zivug. Behemoths are hefker. Behemoths don't have. Why do behemoths not have a zivug? Because what connects one behemoth with the next one? Taiva. So it's the same taiva to everyone. There's no difference, the taiva to this one, to that one. It's all the same thing. It's basically the same thing. Someone will have more taiva to this one or to that one. It's basically the same thing. he'll find another one who have the same tayiv. It's not. But a person, his zivug is not through this tayiv. His zivug is through his das. And by Klal Yisrael, it's not only through the das, through the neshama. They're created, so he can't be mezavik only to his zivug, because the tayiv will tell him, you know, you can find a different zivug. What's the difference? Because the tayiv to this one, you find one, the next one. No, it's the das that's mezavik, or it's the neshama that's mezavik. By the goyim, there's also das. He's a shtikl adam, he has to have das. But the das works together with the tayiv. So sometimes the tayiv is going to be misgaber over the das, and then he's going to intermarry with someone which doesn't have no connection to his das. But Klal Yisrael, the das is lifted up through his neshama. It has to be the same shorish and nefesh. So he has only one zivik. He has the zivik that the bench was mizavik according to his shorish and nefesh. So that's why Adam has a yichus. Yichus means that his das is inherited to his children. But goyim, behemis don't have a yichus, so goyim also don't have a yichus. Goyim, because they're all the same. What's the difference? This behem or that behem? What's the difference? This goy, that goy? It's all the same. Of course, when you speak about goyim, you always say, no, there's a part of, in a certain part is Adam, because he has the tzitzin of Adam, which is a behem. But relative to a Klal Yisrael, it's more like a behem, because that's why there's no real yichus. No, a yichus is only shaykh to the neshama, to the das. He inherits his mahus to his children. So I'm making that. I won't explain it now. Maybe we'll have time. Let's go on. So it goes like this. So Yosef was considered the shoresh of all the shvatim. Yosef was found favor in the eyes of Yaakov more than all the shvatim. Shvatim envy. Notice that the kin of the shvatim was bigger than the stomach common. You can't say shvatikah, the shvatim, we have no sog in the shvatim. We learned as a parish of the Torah, the Torah gives us a parish of the shvatim and Yosef. So we have to learn it b'yim. According to what's negated to us, we learn it, of course, the Shvatim were in Tzadikim, they were in Stamakana. A certain negiyah, you could say, of Kinnah, but it was the Shvatim themselves thought, Ramachavim, in a more Lashem Shemaim, in a way, but the Torah has time, the Torah has criticized the sort of the Shvatim because it came from Kinnah, Whatever, it's the way we learn the parsha, you know, we have no song in the Shvat, but it's a parsha, so that's how we learn. The kinnah was a certain biased sort of the das to think of Yosef not right. But the ma'aseh, what the Shvat, if you would ask the Shvat, they would tell you that why is Yaakov so mechabed Yosef? He's bris, so what is bris? I'm Torah, I'm Tefillah. I'm Tzaki, what's Bristol? Mumpa Norris, they were sort of stuck up for their own Derech Avoid. They stuck up, why is my Derech Avoid less than Yosef? I'm also something. But you tell the Rosh Hashiva. The Hashiva is going to come to Bezen Shalmahalo with many tzaddikim. He's a Rosh Hashiva. And he's the biggest Lamban, he's the biggest Bucky, he's the biggest Paisik, he's the Rav, the biggest Paisik. He's the biggest Mzakas Arab. Then it's going to come shuffle that, and the Bishop said, oh, he's the tzaddik, why, he's a Shem Rebris. He was the biggest, he's more Shem Rebris than all of you. He had many Sionis, and he's a real Shem Rebris. So what is a Shem Rebris? I'm the Rosh Yeshiva. And the Yeshiva tells Yeshiva. Tell me he's a Shem Rebris. I'm the biggest Mashpia, and you know, in the whole world, you know, in the United States, I have Talmidim all over. So, what is he bigger? My Derech, I was born with this Derech, and I think this Derech is bigger. That was a tie on the Shvatim. Why don't you realize that Shmir Sabris is more than everything? Shmir Sabris is by the Rebbein Shalom. You can't explain why Shmir Sabris is so important by Hashem. Because Shmir Sabris, in other words, gives a person a chen. Chayin means he becomes a favorite, becomes the pet of the Rebbein Shalom. He feels the Rebbein Shalom, he's the Rebbein Shalom's, Hashem has a chen. He finds charm in the eyes of Hashem. And Hashem, he has Ben Poiros Yosef. Ben Poiros is a Ben of chen. There's a certain hanhoga which is called sort of favoritism. In other words, the Bresha has a certain kibiyachl, you would say, it's all kibiyachl, which is a hanhoga, but it's called derech moshel, a taste. The Bresha has a taste. Like Bilam said, what could he do with this Yisrael? He hates Zima. As much as he hates Zima, that's how he has a hava to Hashem Rebris. The Bresha favors Hashem Rebris. He likes Hashem Rebris. What could he do? Like you see Shemir's Abris, Gamba Abris is in the filos achein. If you have a chain for, you can't explain Gamba Abris. He has a chain for Gashmis. Why? You can't explain. So Shemir's Abris is also a chain. Shemir's Abris is a chain that's unexplainable. He has a certain chain by Hashem, which is called, he's a Shemir Abris. He finds favor in the eyes of Hashem. So Shmir Sabris is a chain. That's why Sfarim say Shmir Sabris has a hadras pan. You have to be amazed what's called the hadras pan. Hadras pan doesn't mean he has a light. He's a snow white beard with a small pears. You have to be amazed on that too today. Definitely doesn't mean a gashmi stik chain or even a ruchni stik chain. You have to be amazed on it. Someone saw this happen over, so. Speaking from, see what if you understand what we mean. Even going, so these tzaddikim, they felt that they saw a certain atzilus, a certain oil, it's a chayin, it's a certain chayin of Hashem, which is a shayin of Abris, is very mesugal to have that chayin. It's a chayin. So the ruchnis to the sense is also a chayin. He finds favor in the eyes of Hashem, but he lets him through all hechalos, everything. He's chayim, fine, can't ask a kasha. So, in other words, he can't really explain why Shmir is so important. It's pnimius. It's pnimius atoyer. Pnimius atoyer you can't explain. Pnimius atoyer is a sogi. It's a sogi, it's an inexplainable sogi. It's a, he, just like the Rebbein Shlom finds chayim in his eyes, and it's inexplainable. He has a taiva to the Rebbein Shlom, and Rebbein Shlom has a taiva for him too. Bunch has a taiva to be close to a tzaddik emes who is a shomer bris, and this is a fact. That's how it works. It's a bris. It's lemaida masayif. So Yosef a tzaddik is being pious. Yosef yerechein was a shomer bris. He's a shomer bris. As long as the tzaddik gittayit was a talmud of the Rav Shmuel. And the big Balmaifus, and he was like, he had the Rupsh Derech to be like Behasta, hidden. He made himself seem like he doesn't know how to learn, and Amarit. Mamish, like he seemed to daven playing Karbman Chasidah that the women used to daven. It had like Taich, like look in the Taich, look in the Yiddish translation, the Taich of the Yiddish. And when he said Torah, he couldn't learn himself the Sefer, so the Gabbai had to say the Sefer, and he many times asked the Gabbai what he's saying. He ruptured, so he made him sound like a big Amoris. So they asked him, so how come he has so many Moifsim from him? He was a big Baal Moifus. So if he's such an Amoris, so how come you make such Moifsim? So he says he remembers that the Malama told the Chumash that when he was a child, that the fish by the marble they were saved by the marble because they were shomer habris, they didn't do the aver of the Dora marble. So it seems that if you don't do averes, you have achshivas. You have achshivas in the eyes of Hashem. So I remember John was malamed. Okay, so he was a shomer habris, he did eat, he was a shomer habris. So that was his mefteich, that was like his shah. So it's opens the shorim, opens the shorim. V'yovei goy tzaddik, pischu shorim, v'yovei goy tzaddik, pischu li shahar tzaddik. It's the shorim of a tzaddik. Now, Yosef a tzaddik went to Ervas Oretz, Tzrayim, it's called Ervas Oretz, and Eshes Petifa was mamish the recover of the nukva of the Samach Mem. It's kol mash ir li Yaakov ir li Yosef. Yosef Yaakov had a Muhammad with the Samach Mem. Yosef had a Muhammad. Not with the Samach Mem, but with the Nekev of the Samach Mem. Someone has also a Nekev, And the cave is even stronger than the Zohar, but the Sitrach, the cave is strong. Baruch Haim HaKadosh speaks about Paras Vechi. He says he had once a dream, and he had a Mechamah with the Samach Man, and he was in a Tzeich. Then he had a Mechamah within the cave of the Samach Man, and he had to work much harder, and he wasn't completely in a Tzeich, like he was in a Tzeich, the Zohar. Threw her down very there, but not like the Zohar. Because the cave of the Sitrach is strong. This is the Nisoyim that Yosef had, Yeshus Petifa. She was mamish the makavah of the cave of the Salman. When Yosef passed on the Nisoyim, there are certain milo over Yaakov, that Yaakov was mishtachva to Yosef. He bowed down to Yosef. Because that's the milo that Yosef has. It could be oimet. Yaakov is oimet with Nisoyimus, that the person could be oimet mishleimus. You came out completely victorious. Yosef didn't come out completely victorious. Chazal tell us that there was a certain pgam by Yosef, a saratipim, which is the pgam of bris, oinus, it's not obvious, it's not the Yaakov, but that's the mile of Yosef, that even if he doesn't win, he still wins. Even if he doesn't win the battle, he wins the war. In other words, he could suffer defeat and still win. That's a certain madrega that Yosef has, which Yaakov doesn't have. In other words, Yaakov is shleimus. Yosef could not be shleimus and still, like a Baal Tshuva has over a tzaddik, and still come out with shleimus. It's a mile in Yosefus which Yosef has. Now, when Yosef was in Mitzrayim, and the Ish Fetifa was Fatim, day after day, big nisyonis. She had all the koiches atumah, all the koiches of pitui, of enticing the yitzhar of Yosef and making him. And he was a bocher of about 17 years old when it happened. 18 was a bocher, 17, and mamash, and he had a big yitzhar. He was sold by his brothers, rejected from the house of Yaakov. And went into Erevas Oros of Mitzray, and he had a very big Nisoyim. And not only had a Nisoyim, but Einus, he was Nechshel. He was Nechshel in the Soratim. Now, Yosef knew that he's supposed to be the Tzadik Yisoyim. He's supposed to be the Tzadik Yisoyim. His middle is Yisoyim. And when Yaakov saw the Gam of Yosef, the ending of Yosef, Yaakov said, Torev Yosef. Chai Roach Elosim. So Rashi says, Chayram is Eishes Petifa. He saw that Yosef is going to become Nichshel and Eishes Petifa. And Yaakov was Mesabel, he was Noeg Avelus on Yosef, because Torah, he felt that Yosef is no more Yosef, there's no more Tzadik Yisoyed Oilem here. There's no more Tzadik, he was Nichshel. He was Nichshel or Eishes Petifa, he was Nichshel. Torah Yosef. So Yosef also felt that. Yaakov, Chazal say, Loro, carry me Yomav. He was Kaddish, Kaddish Yaakov. Yaakov is Tipper Rishayna, was Reuven. Yaakov is not the Tzadik Yisraelim. Yaakov is Yaakov, not the Tzadik Yisraelim. Yosef is the Tzadik Yisraelim. And Yosef was Nechshel. So what could Yosef think? He could think that everything is lost. No more Tzadik Yisraelim. I lost all my madrigas. And Eishet Betifa, with all Koiches Atumah, is was my father and told him, you know, you lost anyway anything. So, like he tells all the Bachram that become Nechshel sometime. So, you know, anyway, he wouldn't make it. So, go, so be a goy, be Nechshel more. That's what it's for say with Bigda. Bigda is called the Lashon Begida with his Aver. She took him with his Aver and told him, Shechvo Imi, be Nechshel even more because he lost anyway everything. Here came out the Indian of Yosef. Yosef didn't become a Tzadik Yisoyed Olam by being a Shomer Abris and not being Nechshel. Now that he was Oymet and this Nisoyim of Eishes Petifa when he was Nechshel, B'schar Vayonos, Vayetze Achutza, Hayom Ro Vayonos. This was the Madrig of Tzadik Yisoyed Olam. A person many times makes Cheshbonos, makes calculation what his career would be, what his success would be. And sometimes he fails. The Baruch Hashem never wants a tzaddik to be someone, you know. He made up his mind. He No, he's looking for, he's looking to have a successful career. He could have looked to become the biggest doctor, professor, lawyer, whatever. All types of success, a politician, whatever. He could become the president of the United States. Have a big ambition and aspiration to become successful. So he chose, it was very nice of him to choose that career. Give him a lot of credit and covet. He chose to become a tzaddik. His career, he's going to major in tzaddik. He's going to be the tzaddik yisaydoi. So he went out, started his career as tzaddik. But you know, when you try to be a tzaddik, the yitzhak is going to be machshir you, and going to be show you all the affairs, and be bavus be machshir. Until I wouldn't make it there. Can't make it. This is not. I chose the wrong line. Maybe I'll start choosing a different line. Okay, so yeah. Be my guest. I'll choose a different line. I was machshir because I don't need you. I don't need you to become a tzaddik. You made a career to become a tzaddik. The anshe career should become doctors. We're not looking for the anshe people that make careers. You're a tzaddik, so you're a tzaddik. If you're going to be the shalom tachtas, you also have to be a tzaddik. The Yudha Kaddish said once by the middle of Sikh Dura Bernshav, you're going to throw me down to the biggest shalom tachtas, I'll still be a Oved Hashem. I don't care if I'm a Rosh or a Matzah, I don't care. I'm a Oved Hashem, that's all. I'm not making a career, I'm not trying to be successful in anything. I'm a Oved Hashem, that's all. So Yosef Tzaddik didn't have a career to become the tzaddik Yisrael Oilam. He wasn't a Shlifeld. No, he's not a tzaddik. He wouldn't have Oilam Azay, he wouldn't have Oilam Abba. But I wouldn't do Daveir. Daveir I wouldn't do. You could do with me what you want. You could throw me to Gehenna. I could do anything that you want. But I'm not going to be over Daveir. Take Daveir. Tana Yalach Bigdas. Take Daveir for yourself. Vayonos. And he went out. And now I became the tzaddik Yisrael Oilam. So this Indian of Shaymer Abris, sometimes the Yetzer Hara covers him with all types of nisyonos until he's biyayish and makes him think that he lost anyway everything. But the fact that since Amach Kulam Tzadikim, so that in a certain hidden way will give him the ability to throw all the cheshbonos out of him, because I'm a tzaddik, but not because I make cheshbonos, I'm a tzaddik. Amach Kulam Tzadik. And that's going to be Megala, his real Tzadik Yisoydah. In other words, if Yosef would be a Tzadik because he worked on Shmir Sabris, he's a Tzadik, but that it wasn't Megala that the Indian of Tzadik is because it's higher than his Pechir. He is the Etzem a Tzadik. He has to go through a workout. He has to come to a Madrega that he wouldn't think that he's a Tzadik. Even Yanka wouldn't think that. Everyone would think that he's not a Tzadik. And then he's still going to be a tzaddik. So then it means that you're essentially a tzaddik. You're a tzaddik that you can't lose it. You can't lose it. And the fact that you can't lose it, this gives you the ability to go out of all the seemingly pgamim that make you give up and go out and become a tzaddik. Just like David HaMelech, who is Mashiach. He has to go through all the nisyonos, all the yiridus, and all the like Bikesh David Lavid Avodah Zarah. David is Amunah. What is Amunah? Bikish David love those means that he had a son of Avodah Zarah. He had a son of Mamash of Avodah Zarah. And then, at that time, he became the Merkava when he was running away from Avishalom and Bikish love Avodah Zarah. Then he became the Merkava to Malch Shema. So you see, this is the end of Mashiach. Mashiach has to go through all types of tests. You have to test him how much, if he's Tamat Tzadik or if he's Mashiach. Mashiach means that he can't lose it. So he goes all through the Nesoyim. That's our Nesoyim today. The Baruch tests us. Tests Klal Yisrael of that. The biggest Nesoyim is much like you say, you're being Menasem in a way that, what should he do? What should he do? The internet, all the Nesoyim is. But this is the Nesoyim which is going to bring out our Kedusha of Mashiach. Mashiach, that we are Shaymer Abris, even in the biggest Nesoyim. The person has to believe in his Nekudah for Mashiach. He has to believe that he's a Shaymer Abris. He has to believe that he's a Ma'am. If he doesn't feel it, You should always believe in your own Kedusha. If you believe in your own Kedusha, that's the biggest skula to bring it out, bring out the Kedusha. Amunah brings out every Kedusha, and HaKoyach, HaLapoyel, and then Hashem will help. Amach Kulam Tzadikim, L'Olam Yeshi Oretz, Zoychot, Eretz Yisrael, Toyim Abba, Rachmu, Heimei. Amen.